And we're back once again. It's Jimmy B and TC. Our man Wolfgang joins the fray right now. Going to talk some Hawkeyes and, well, whatever else comes up with Wolfgang as he joins us here. You can find him on Twitter at Wolfgang Hawkeye. And from time to time, you hear him doing the Instant Reaction podcast over at HawkeyeNation.com. Wolfgang, I was looking forward to hearing your thoughts last night. What, you didn't fire up the, what, were you too upset after the Hawkeyes' latest loss?
Some of these instant reactions, Trent, are very hard and very difficult. And I'm like, are people even going to listen to that? And I should have done one yesterday. I'm going to do one after the next game, I promise. I am going to do that. I may even do one Sunday that will come out Monday.
Yes.
But, yeah, we can talk a little bit about, like, what we're going to talk about on that. Because I am getting texts. Like I told you, most of my people around me are positive. They're not negative about the football program or negative about the basketball program. If you come at me negative about Kirk Ferentz, people have kind of just learned. Maybe that's it. Kind of learned that I just say shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like, come on. At some point, I understand there are things about Kirk Ferentz that we all want to change. Are they ever going to be changed? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But how you would just want this guy fired, maybe it's just people know my opinion on that. They're not going to win that argument with me. People are coming at me, Trent, a little bit with the Fran McCaffrey stuff. How about you?
Yeah, hearing more and more of it, more and more people wondering if they're going to be able to dig themselves out of the hole. I would start with this, though. This is really the first year that has been a disappointment. There's been disappointing pieces in really every one of them. There's been stretches where Iowa hasn't played well. The Fran fade, as I have called it throughout the years, where come end of January, sometime in February, the wheels are going to fall off for a couple of weeks. But overall, when you look at the complete body of work, the teams have been about where you've expected. This year, though, is completely off. Now 0-4 in the Big Ten, losses in the non-conference to Louisiana Lafayette and South Dakota State, and just this team, it has never worked for them. We've talked about roster construction. We've talked about reasons. I'm still fine with giving him more time to. He has pulled this program out. People ask about accomplishments. What has he done at Iowa? He pulled them out from being the worst college basketball job in a Power 5 conference. He pulled them out from the doldrums of college hoops after Todd Licklider. That's
you're saying the worst? What do you mean? You mean just because we stunk? So it wasn't the worst. I mean, you know that. But it was, we were in HEAA hockey stick. It was terrible. But, it's a good job, don't you think?
It's all right. It's all right. How many D1 prospects do you have coming out of the state a year? High level.
Yeah, there's not a ton. I would agree.
On average,
we screwed that Chicago recruiting base back in the day. Then hopefully with Isaiah Moss and others, hopefully that will turn around. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. But when you look at Carver and how crazy that place is, who wouldn't want to play in front of those fans?
Yeah, exactly. You got an arena that has never worked acoustically. And I do get a kick, hearing people, the good old days of Carver. Carver's not a great arena. Even when it's full and it's packed, it's not a great arena by any means. Let's slow down
it's
on the
not,
hyperbole.
And I can't stand loot because of that. I can still remember to this day, Trent, my mom crying. And I think it came across Channel 8 or something. We were at the dinner table. I think it was around noon that it came out. I remember my mom crying when Lute Olson decided to leave. My mom crying. If there's a woman you can find out there, people, if you are single, and there's a woman or a girl out there that will cry if your coach leaves, you got something, right? Am I wrong there, Trent?
No, you're exactly right. Absolutely. She's not alone. I think there were a lot of mothers that had a thing for Lute. Lute was very beloved.
But he's turned a little cray-cray lately, right? Did you see that thing like when he retired and he was like, has he gone loopy? I don't know. And that's fine. We all go loopy from time to time. But anyway, Lute Olson, I've always had a bad place in my heart for him because of that thing he built. I don't like Carver at all. I can't stand it. I can't stand the temperature in there. I can't stand that they don't have. It's not Lute's fault that they decide to only put the lights on the freaking basketball court, and you feel like you're watching a movie. Trent. What do you do when you watch a movie? You sit there and you shut up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sit there and you just, you veg out. No, put the lights, make it light every, you know, they need to do things, and I will not step foot, and this is what I'm going to say on the Hawkeye Nation podcast. Hopefully it'll come out Monday. This is what I'm going to say. I will not step foot back in that place until they figure things out. Whether it's putting students on the court, this is not a small thing, Trent. Do the students deserve it? Probably not, because they kind of suck. But if they actually feel like they are part of the game, if Michigan can do it, Trent, if Michigan can do it, why can't Iowa? I don't want to hear this crap anymore. Because if you enjoy going to Iowa games, I want to hear it. I don't enjoy it at all, because I clap, I yell, I stand up, not just during commercial breaks. I stand up when the, like, we should actually, you know, get our team going. I heard an Iowa State fan say yesterday, he's mad at his fans. Iowa State. I mean, that's a great place. Are you kidding me? I'm going to go there for the Oklahoma game and sit in the front row, and you'll see my ugly mug on TV. And I can't freaking wait, Trent, to see Trae Young and Iowa State play each other. I can't wait, dude.
That's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome. They need to try to find a way to improve upon it. They've had the renovations. They got the new, you know, scoreboard in the middle. It looks good, but there's so much room back behind the baseline. So much room. You can't tell me you can put some risers there and just have the students all stand. There's only a couple hundred of them. Just put them all back behind the basket. At least have them close and be on the floor. But I mean,
what you just said is thought about that a while ago, and I haven't brought that up for a long time. That's beautiful. What is so hard about that?
Nothing.
Right? You're talking end zone seating there, right? Over there,
yes.
In the end zone?
Yes.
What is so hard about that? The fans getting crazy. You're trying to shoot a free throw, and you see all these 19-year-old people getting crazy. I've heard other people say, why can't you figure out some sort of tailgating thing? Tailgating is huge in Iowa football. Why can't you do it for basketball? Everybody says it's cold. It's cold for football at the end of the year, and everybody does it. You know, I don't understand why they can't do it and why they don't get it. If they can do it at Michigan, if they can do it at these other places, are we going to pee off the big donors? Home court advantage is huge, Trent. Huge, Trent. And if you don't have a home court advantage, like I said, I don't want to go back. It's not fun unless it's an NIT game. How ridiculous is that, that I am saying I don't really want to go to an Iowa game unless it's an NIT game?
Yeah.
React to me there. Seriously.
But it's true. It's the truth. It absolutely is. But we're missing the bigger issue here.
All right, what's the bigger issue?
This team
coaching. What do you want? What's the bigger issue? Recruiting? Coaching?
Well,
what's the number one thing, Trey? I'm going to ask you, or what do you think?
The number one thing, this team is putrid defensively. That's the number one thing.
There you go.
This is an awful defensive team. Now, the story, did you see Chad Lystico's story from last night's game? And he talked to a former pretty prominent player and said, we don't practice defense. We didn't do a whole lot of practice on defense.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. And I will go and read that right now. And that doesn't surprise me, because I told you how many, you know, what, maybe a year ago, that Fran actually admitted they did not practice blocking out and rebounding drills. Remember when I said that?
Yes.
It sounds like I'm lying, right? And now you're saying Chad Lystico is saying what? Please, go on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
They don't practice much defense. They don't practice much defense. This year, Iowa in adjusted defensive efficiency, 129th in the country. That is not a good number. You go back to a year ago, they were 123rd in the country. Now, 2016, pretty good. Woodbury's senior year, they were 30th in the country. This, again, takes into the teams you're playing.
Pace of play. Yeah.
And the pace of play that you're at. 30th in the country. You signed up for that, but that has not been something that has been at the forefront of Iowa throughout the years. Outside of the 2 years at the end of Gasell and Clemens and Woodbury and that group and Utah, this has been a bad defensive team year after year after year. So, and it shows, and they don't practice it.
So Wolfgang and Trent Connors show up to a Hawkeye basketball. Fran McCaffrey, we get to ask him questions.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to ask him that, Chad Lifetico's article, how are we going to ask him that in a way where we don't get beaten to death? Seriously,
wow.
I'm asking a serious question. Like, this is not a joke, friend. I'm seriously asking, how would I ask that question? I just talked to a former player friend, and he said that just put it on the former player that came out and said that. Who was the former player?
It didn't say. Unnamed. Unnamed source, if you will.
Oh, boy, we're going with the unnamed stuff. I don't like that.
Why? That's how you get stuff done. It's how you get real answers.
No, come on, and put your name to it. That's a little wussish. No, I'm glad Chad did this article. I'm glad, and I trust him, that it's true that somebody actually said that, one of his former players. I totally trust him. But I don't like that. I don't like it in politics. I don't like it in sports, especially sports. This is sports. This isn't like, you know, you got your hand on the red button to end the, you know, livelihood of all of us. This is sports. So at some point, Fran is going to have to answer to this. And what would we say? Would we get kicked out and would we lose our press pass forever?
No. I went up to the game, as you know, against Colorado up in Sioux Falls. Asked Fran questions after the game. One of the first things that I asked him as they brought Jordan Bohannon back into the game with two fouls, and I asked him about that, and I asked it in a respectful way that not going to get Weitzel to grab me by the shirt collar and pull me out of there, but I asked him, are you now more open to the idea of playing guys in the first half after they pick up a foul, their second foul? And he said, well, it had to do with McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey, was struggling, as we know the reasons for it, coming off the mono. They weren't getting anything out of Ellingson as he had the ankle injury and, well, two possessions and got the ball stolen away from him twice. So that was the reasoning behind it. But you can ask things respectfully, and I think you could do that. You can ask it in a way to try to get the answer. That's what people, I do get a kick out of the fans out there. Oh, the media never asks any tough questions of Kirk Ferentz, of Fran McCaffrey.
It's tough, right, Trent? It's tough.
You're not going to sit there. You are a professional. You're not going to sit there and be like, hey, why are you a moron all the time because of this? That's not how you ask questions. It just isn't.
Yes.
Think of you in your work environment, and you got a CEO that you're talking to about something, a CFO about some financial, and you know something is going on that needs to be looked at, but like we do when we see different things happen over the course of a football, basketball game. But you're not going to go up to the CFO and say, hey, moron, why are we spending $80,000 a year on nail polish remover? I mean, that's not...
Tiff would. No, I'm with somebody that would.
Right.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying. I'm like, how do you phrase it?
Yes.
You know, do you actually go to Chad Lifetico's unnamed source and say that? And I'm not mocking Chad at all. Are you kidding me? And I believe him. Mm-hmm. I totally 100% believe he got somebody that said that. Totally believe that. But I want to know the name. And Fran would want to know the name. And I'm afraid Fran, when he reads that article, is going to go at Chad.
He'll get a phone call. I'm sure there'll be a phone call.
Are you serious? He's going to want to know bad who that was. Are you kidding me? That's a reality show right there. We need to put cameras on Chad right now. See how that goes. Because if somebody said something behind my back, fine, say it. Just say it. That's cool. But if you're just saying it, you know, and you're not putting your name to it, I get mad at that. I'm sorry, and I think that's wussy. And if it is true, let's just say it is true, and I believe Chad. I totally do. It's not the way to play basketball. Because I've always told you, Trent, if you give me 4 minutes to watch a basketball team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me 4 minutes, Trent, to watch a basketball game. Not watching the offensive side, okay? I want to know what your team looks like on defense. That's what I want to see. The pick and rolls, how you do that stuff. The help defense, how you close out on three-point shooters, I guess how you block out. I guess that's considered defense probably too, right, blocking out.
Sure.
That's what I want to see. And no offense to Fran, and I love him, and I am not any one of those guys that's want him gone because we will buy stock in Fran. But it's ridiculous, our defense. And the fact that Chad had somebody on record saying that, whoopsie-daisy, we didn't even practice. Give me a quote, Trent. Let's because I don't want to do this. I don't want to, you know. He basically said that they didn't practice defense.
Correct.
Iowa.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's basically just saying what we said over and over again. I would love to be at a practice. Again, I'm not a coach. Don't pretend to know more than anybody. Don't pretend to know more than Fran. He knows way more than I do. But I know to practice blocking out. And I know to practice defense. Oh, I'm getting mad. I'm getting angry after that. I'm going to read that article, and I'm going to call you back. And then we're going to have to...
Answering these questions is not as bad.
All right. Jimmy B, sorry, brother. You're going to have to come in with Jimmy B. Let's all just talk about this. This is pathetic.
It is. It's bad. It is very bad. Hey, one more thing before we run out of time here. I know...
Sure.
You, that's okay, but I know you have a soft spot in your heart for Oklahoma. National championship semifinals, so close, 4th-and-1, go for the field goal. What was Lincoln Riley doing there?
You know what? I watched that game, and I'm watching it with Oklahoma fans, and it's fun when you're, because that's my, you know, my fam, there's so many of my family that are Oklahoma fans, so I watch this, Trent, and I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm, at halftime, so Oklahoma was up 14, and I'm listening to some Oklahoma fans going, acting real cocky. And I'm like, do you understand it's only 14 points? This is nothing. Mm-hmm. Are you joking? And your defense? I'm like, are you mental? Like, because I've watched Oklahoma. I'm not an expert, but I've watched Oklahoma. Have you watched Oklahoma? And you're thinking this is, and then they go up, and they're up 17, and they squib kick it. Okay. You've watched games. Do you ever find yourself annoying?
Do I find myself annoying? Yeah.
Can you tell when you're talking too much and going, God, I'm a know-it-all, and I'm an idiot, and I need to shut up?
Rarely that. It's usually I'm swearing too much. That's usually the time that I catch myself.
Okay, so the squib kick.
Yeah.
I said that guy needs to be fired.
The kicker?
I was the only freaking guy in the whole Oklahoma contingent that was saying, do you realize how big that was? Do you understand how stupid that squib kick was? It went from 17, three possessions, right, with Oklahoma getting the possession in the second half. And they squib kick it. They get a field goal. Boom. 14 points, two possessions. Do you know how huge that was? Now, we can say it wouldn't have gone to overtime because, you know, blah, 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 they would have been, no, you can't really say that, right? You can't say that. The game would have been different. But they would have been up three possessions, not two. They go into the locker room feeling good about themselves. Instead of being down three possessions, they're down two. That's not a small thing, Trent. And I kept bringing it up to these people, and they're just like, I mean, they were not happy, but I'm like, golly, do you guys know your football? Three possessions versus two, Trent. That was huge, and that was, to me, the momentum changer. They went in feeling good about themselves. Oklahoma didn't. Am I wrong? Am I going too far, Trent?
I don't think you are.
It was huge.
Yeah, I don't think
three
you are.
Three possessions versus two. Mm-hmm. That was the game. I mean, I'm sitting there talking to these guys. I'm like, looking over at them. Are you like zombies over there? Are you zombies? Do you understand what just happened? You may have lost the game. I did. And I tried to shut up. They didn't get mad at me, and then I walked out and went down to the basement, cooled off. I was more into it than they were. It was pathetic. They didn't. They're Oklahoma fans. They think they get this. No, Hawkeye fans and Cyclo fans, they get their bleep.
Well, as we go now into a couple weeks into things, Iowa State 0-2. They have Oklahoma State on the horizon. Iowa 0-4 now in the conference. Now they have a 3-game road trip coming up, and you and I, maybe the most surprising at all, now 0-3 in conference play. We're all Drake Bulldog fans now, aren't we, Wolfgang? That's what's going to get us through this cold winter.
I got to tell you, I actually know some people over there, so I'll have to talk to them. But I am interested. I know we're getting close out of time, but you're UNI and what you think is going on there. Because they were like 22 in the RPI. Now they're, what, 44 or whatever. I don't even know what they are, but they've totally dropped. And I was like, it's great, Trent, to schedule those people. And I wanted to talk to you about that last week when they were 22. I'm like, they're 22, but they haven't beaten anybody. Great job out of playing North Carolina and whoever. You know what I mean? But at some point, you have to beat somebody, right?
Yes. Yeah. That helps.
So that was kind of a joke, that 22 RBI. Had the season ended, they would have been in the tournament. That's a joke. They had beaten nobody.
Joke. Joke. Strong words from a strong man. He's a lumberjack by day, and by night, he talks hoops with us. Wolfgang, always good catching. Oh, I got one more thing for you.
I'll bring it.
And normally, you know, these are things that I should probably do off air, but hey, it's just
great. No, I'm nervous.
Yeah, are you a little nervous? I like to put a little nervousness into you as well. So coming up next week, on Tuesday, we'll be calling a high school basketball game. I'll be making my way over to Hoover High School, and coming in, the boys from the north side of town, the Polar Bears and Tyreek LaCour. You interested in stopping over and maybe doing the boys game with me?
I might be, because you understand I know nothing about those teams. Mm-hmm. You understand that? You understand you're asking a doofus. I mean, basically, anybody off the street, now I can sit there and say, ooh, I like that defense. Oh, man, this guy's hustling. I don't know any of these guys, man.
You'll have fun. We'll have fun.
Other than my man. Who's our man from North?
Tyreek LaCour.
Oh, my God, do I love watching him.
And it's an opportunity for you.
I love it.
So can I count on you to be there by, say, 7:30 or so Tuesday night out at Hoover?
Let me check. I think so, though. Yes.
Awesome. There it is. Appointment Radio Tuesday night. Wolfgang,
oh, no.
For the first time as a color analyst, doing the game with me.
And it's
Hoover
North and who? North who?
Hoover. It's a great match. Hoover's awesome, too. Courtney Henderson, the way he coaches defense, you're going to love watching them play defensively. Now, it'll drive you nuts because there'll be 2.5 minutes left in a quarter and they'll pull it out and go four corners. That'll drive you crazy. We'll have a lot of downtime then to talk. But the way Hoover plays defense, you're going to love that as a defensive guy.
No, if he goes that, I will call for his job. I'm live on the air.
Oh, boy. I need to make sure the dump button is ready for Wolfgang. Tuesday night, get your tickets. Well, just get your radio device ready. Hoover North and possibly Wolfgang.
I can't believe I got to do Hoover North homework. This is weird. This is really weird. But it would be fun. I'll be honest with you. It would be fun. You better set me up good. Don't ask questions about certain players that I have no idea who. All right, you're going to have to, yeah. We'll talk, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good weekend, Wolfgang. We'll talk again on Monday, and we'll preview the national championship game. We'll recap Iowa, Maryland from Sunday. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again Monday.
All right. Thanks, Trent. See you, buddy.
Yep. We'll see ya. That's Wolfgang checking in with us here. Jimmy B and TC. Good stuff out of Wolfgang, as always. And, yeah, got to put him on the spot a little bit and maybe apply a little pressure at home, letting Wolfgang out of the house on a Tuesday. Come do a hoops game with me. Speaking of high school hoops, we got it for you this evening over at West Des Moines Valley. In fact, tonight, Valley is going to be celebrating their state title team from 1993. It's a girls-boys doubleheader. Girls at 6:15, boys at 7:45 from Valley as they go up against Southeast Polk tonight. And we got the call for you. Right after we end the airwaves at 6, we go in right into high school hoops on your home for high school sports coverage, 1700 KBGG. We take the break. Back with more in a moment. It's Jimmy B and TC. And welcome back once again. Jimmy B and TC here, 1700 KBGG. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock. Right now, going to talk some football. Going to talk about a little weight loss as well with our friend Angela from New Leaf Wellness. Been with New Leaf for quite a while now, going back to the beginning of the fall. I've gone on a couple of treatment plans, the GAC and the MIC, feeling a lot better. Weight loss, that's a big component of it, but also just my energy levels have been a lot better, and Angela's here to talk about that and talk some football. How's it going, Angela?
It's going good.
Always good catching up with you, and well, football season, the playoffs are here. Your Pittsburgh Steelers with a bye this week, and they await who will be whoever the top remaining seed is. If it's Jacksonville who wins their game on Sunday, it'll be the Jaguars. If not, well, still to be determined. But looking forward to it, a week off, and, well, actually a couple weeks of rest for your Steelers. They didn't play a whole lot of guys against the Browns, and, well, as the Browns, they still found a way to get the win.
They did, absolutely. So just excited that we're down to this spot, and hope they can pull it out.
Well, more than likely, we're going to be seeing them and the Patriots once again. And that's been the team that they haven't been able to get past. They've had great success against the Chiefs and great success in the division. But when it comes down to the Patriots, that's the team that couldn't get them. We saw that game in the regular season. What a game that was. Really, I think, exemplifies just when the NFL's at its best. And even today, with TV numbers down and things like that, still got a huge number. That was a good one. And you got to feel pretty good. Antonio Brown was dinged up in that game. You get another shot, it'll be in New England. But you got to feel decently confident, right?
I feel very confident about the Steelers.
Yes, they're playing well, and team, I'll be rooting. There's going to be a lot of people probably jumping on that bandwagon. You know, Kansas City is the local team in the AFC, but if they get knocked out, nobody wants to see New England back in there.
No, I could care less about New England.
Well, Angela, you're also a Hawkeye fan. Iowa gets the bowl victory, ends that long bugaboo, the losing streak in bowl games with the win against Boston College, but didn't look like the most fun environment to watch a football game, a bowl game over in New York City.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I'm so happy that they pulled it out and made it to the bowl game.
It was great to see, certainly, and the Hawkeyes 8-5 is how they finished things up. Ohio State win, Iowa State win, Nebraska. A lot of good victories in there, some confounding moments as well, but we look at the positives. Angela, let's talk a little bit about weight loss. I've told you, I've just loved the treatment programs that you guys have put together, and that's something that you guys always strive for. It's not cookie cutter. It's not everybody does a certain thing. People, whatever it may be, weight loss, there's a myriad of different things that you guys can do at New Leaf Wellness. You really tailor it to each individual.
We do. And that's the thing is, new year, new you, new leaf, and we really want individuals to come out and really see what we're all about. And we have several, options for weight loss for male and female, and really retaining lean muscle structure. That's so key important when you're trying to lose weight. It's not just about losing the pounds, but losing the inches, but still staying strong and firm. And you can attest with the GAC and the MIC, the results on that. But we also do an HCG diet, which retains that lean muscle structure and gets you back on a good, clean eating pattern. Now, we don't do drops of HCG. We actually do injections so that the body gets 100% absorption rate. So that's why a lot of individuals have such great success, because it's going directly into the bloodstream, so that they're seeing those results rather quickly. But it is tailored for those individuals that really need help with just getting basic foundations of good, clean, healthy eating.
Angela, I was talking to one of my good friends last week, and he was, all right, he goes to the gym every day, and he's, the new year, the new people that are in there. But he also mentioned he just turned 40, that the workouts are just a little bit more difficult these days. It takes a little bit more to get motivated the older that you get. And for people that are still working out but maybe have hit that plateau, tell us a little bit about what you can do for people that are still out there, but as you get older, just can be a little bit more difficult, how you can help people like that.
Absolutely. And that's where the GAC and MIC program come into play, because we're working with amino acids. They're glutamine, arginine, L-carnitine, methanone, and isotol, and choline. And you can say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
But they are amino acids, so they do help to retain that lean muscle structure and give you energy and break down that excess fat. So a lot of times people put the effort into the gym and they just kind of feel like they're a hamster running on a spinning wheel. And the GAC and the MIC can really boost that and take that workout to the next level, because it does sustain your energy through a workout, but really help to retain that lean muscle structure by using those amino acids.
Talking right now with Angela, New Leaf Wellness. You can give them a call today, set up a free no-obligation consultation at 515-650-1358. Again, 650-1358. For New Leaf Wellness. Angela, new year, new you, and I'm sure a busy time for you as well over at New Leaf, but always taking new clients, people interested. Just give you guys a call, check out the website, a lot of different ways to get involved over there. What's the best way to go about, even if you just have some questions, and getting over there to New Leaf?
Yeah, just giving us a call, and we'll get you scheduled for a complimentary consultation. That's the thing, is we always do complimentary consultations. It's no obligation to you, so that you can learn about our clinic, see the clinic. It's a beautiful facility, and, And we just want people to give us a call and get those questions answered.
Well, always good catching up with you, Angela. Appreciate your time. We will be doing it again soon. Again, New Leaf Wellness is the place to go for all your needs. Getting in better shape, better health, they can help you with New Leaf Wellness. Thanks, as always, for your time today, Angela.
Thank you so much.
A big thank you again to Angela for joining me here today. And guys, I've told you just what this has meant to me, getting in better shape, improving health. It is an important time, making those New Year's resolutions. Give them a call, set up that no-obligation consultation, and they can help you in a myriad of different ways. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358 is the phone number. Quick time out here. We'll come back with more on the other side as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Picks still to come, Jimmy B and myself. I'm right back in the mix. A 5-0 week last week against the spread. Now just two games back of the old man. He'll join the fray coming up next here. We'll make our picks. Still a lot to come here until 6 o'clock. Then high school basketball takes the airwaves this evening. So make my way over to Cold Iron Fieldhouse tonight in West Des Moines. It's the Valley Tigers as they face off in a girls-boys doubleheader, taking on Southeast Polk. Game 1, 6:15 on the girls' side, 7:45 with the boys' action. And we have you covered right here on 1700.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is a Friday, our final Friday segment right now. Woohoo! Can't wait to get out. Hey, it might even get to 30 degrees this weekend. Wow, thrilling. Have to open up the roof on the car for that one. All right, Trent, you and I are pretty much neck and neck here. What do I have, like a two-game lead on you as we speak on the picks?
That's right. I gave you a 5-0 record last week, folks. Five victories, no losses against the spread to get right back into it. Jimmy B leading the way. He is 50-38-2 against the number. I am 48-40-2. So two games back. And we're down to a few precious games, Jim. We got, obviously, five this week with the four NFL games, the national championship game, Alabama-Georgia. Next week, it'll be down to four. We'll have the AFC-NFC championship games and the Super Bowl. And, yeah, we'll throw a couple other things in there as well. We got to keep action going, obviously. But our football picks are coming down to a close here, Jimmy B. And can you hold on? Can you hold off here with, let's see, five, 9, 10, 11, 12, basically 12 games left. You got a two-game lead. You're still in pretty good shape.
I would think so. Look, I'm playing against you, so I feel real comfortable.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. my online account would probably say the same kind of thing. You're absolutely right. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Enough making fun of me. Here we are, our weekly picks, and we start game number one, 3:20 kickoff, a game that you can hear right here on 1700 KBGG with Mitch Holtis on the call. The Kansas City Chiefs, an 8.5-point favorite against the Tennessee Titans. Couple things here, Jimmy B. This is one of my stronger plays of the week. Couple of things jumped off. One of the first things I was reading earlier today was about Marcus Mariota. 31 of 32 ranked quarterbacks this year against man coverage. What does Kansas City do a lot defensively? Man. Coverage. They man up on you. That's not a good. Derrick Henry, nice running back, and him getting more work than DeMarco Murray, I think, is a good thing. But 8.5 seems like a lot of points. I'm laying them. I'm going with Kansas City in this spot. This team has played so much better over the last month. I think they get it done and get a double-digit victory. Give me the Chiefs. I'm laying 8.5.
You know, it's funny that you brought up the DeMarco Murray thing. Now, apparently, he's ruled out of the game. So it is Henry who will be the running back. And I'm with you on Marcus Mariota. He's done nothing late in the season to turn your head and say, oh, man, here's a hot hand coming into this game. No, it's more like a dead hand coming into this game. On the other hand, Kansas City Chiefs, it appears, Trent, have kind of got their swagger back. They're playing a little bit more like the Kansas City Chiefs that we saw at the beginning of the year on a nice little winning streak, going to be playing at home. Look, this is a lot of points. 8.5 is a lot in a playoff game, but I'm going to roll the same way you are on this. I had penciled in Kansas City. I believe they'll win the game going away and cover easily.
So we're on the same side, both taking the Chiefs to roll on. and cover the 8.5. Game number two, the night game Saturday night. We get some funky ones from time to time with this Saturday night game throughout the years. It is Atlanta making their way the long trip over to Los Angeles, the Coliseum, and LA has playoff football back. Jimmy B, where are you at Atlanta getting 5 in the hook?
You know, I thought that this game would be more like 3.5, maybe 4, and I was a little surprised that it was as high as 5.5. And here's my major concern, Trent, because I talked to different people, and a lot of guys who are in your degenerate category are telling me that playoff experience means a lot, and Atlanta has it. And even though they had that big lead in the Super Bowl and lost it and ended up losing the game to the Patriots, everybody on that team, for the most part, was playing in the playoffs last year. The Rams, on the other hand, man, oh man, this is all brand new territory. Brand new for the coach, brand new for the players. But they are playing at home. And I just can't seem to get away from the fact that the Rams can score. Now, I know Atlanta can score, but you said something during the week where you thought, what has happened to Matty Ice? He's not Matty Ice like what we saw last year. And there are holes in that game. So, I don't know if it's just fool's gold or not. I'm going to take the LA Rams to win in the Coliseum and cover the 5.5.
All right, Jimmy B taking the home team there. His second favorite of the day. This is where I'm jumping on the underdog. Now, underdogs a year ago, 0-4 in the wild card round against the number. But I'm going to go on the other side and take the dog here. Give me Atlanta getting the 5.5. You talked about playoff experience. Something's wrong with Matt Ryan. He doesn't look the same. But I expect a huge performance out of Julio Jones. I think they keep it tight. I think this is a field goal game. Rams still win it, but I'm going to grab the points with Atlanta and the 5 and the hook. We go to Sunday, Jimmy B, Jacksonville hosting your Buffalo Bills.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm really torn on this. I really am. I would probably most likely take Jacksonville in a heartbeat and give that 8.5. But man, you got Blake Bortles as the quarterback. Blake freaking Bortles, who really hasn't shown hardly anything in his first few seasons in the league except ineptitude. Now, he got better this year, and he had a couple of big games. 8.5, I still don't know if the running back is going to be able to play, LeSean McCoy. I don't know if he's going to be healthy. He was suited up at practice today, but he really didn't do much. I still have a feeling that without the running back, Buffalo trying to rely on Tyrod Taylor, I just don't think that's going to cut it. So, I know this is stupid, and I'll probably eat my words for it when we convene on Monday, but I'm going to lay the 8.5, and I'm going to take Jacksonville with that defense, believing that they will force enough Buffalo mistakes that they can keep Buffalo pretty much out of the end zone, and Jacksonville will find a way to score 17 points and win.
Even if McCoy's going to be able to go, I just don't see him being very effective with that ankle injury. Still, it's what I've been waiting for all season long. As we've seen the ascension of this Jacksonville team, I've been waiting for the moment where I can bet against Blake Bortles in a playoff game, and here is my chance. I will jump on, and I will take the Buffalo Bills getting the 8.5 in, maybe even a little taste, just a smidgen on the money line for this one. I'm going to jump aboard and jump on the Buffalo Bills with that one. We finish things up with the NFL. It'll be the late afternoon game, 3:40 kickoff, New Orleans hosting Carolina. The Saints, almost a touchdown favorite, line right now at 6.5.
Yeah, I was surprised at this line as well. I thought it'd be closer to 3.5. So what they're thinking is that they're playing in the Superdome on a fast track, and that the Saints with that high-powered offense are going to have great success against Carolina. Saints defense has gotten better, Trent. They really have. Carolina, they look like they're world beaters one week, and then they struggle to beat a not very good team. So I'm confused. Can I pass on that game? Can we come back to it?
Nope.
Huh? I can't?
No passes. Make your pick, Brinson.
Oh, man. Oh, I hate to do this. I really do, because I think Carolina is poised. But I'm going to take the Saints. I'm going to take New Orleans at home and give the 6.5.
I am on the other side again on this one, Jimmy B. More separation possibly coming up this week. Maybe me get back into it, or you can lock things up. I am on Carolina here. Now, New Orleans, I made my pick with Ken earlier today. I picked New Orleans to come out of the NFC, but this line is just high. When it was at 7, I jumped aboard. It might be a 7.5 that even could creep out there. I like the number more at 7, but I'll grab the 6.5 here. Carolina can win this game. Greg Olsen's back. He is back with the team. He's finally getting healthier, beating a team 3 times in a season. You know, there's an old adage, Jimmy B, so tough to beat a team 3 times in one season. Well, under the current playoff configuration, it's happened 20 times. The team that's won the first 2 games has won the third game, 13 of those 20 matchups, 65%. Against the number, it is even. It is 500 against the spread. But I'm going to jump with Carolina here. I'll grab the 6.5 in my final NFL pick. And we finish up, Jimmy B, with Monday night. It'll be the national championship game. Of course, we'll be previewing that coming up on Monday's show. But we'll make our picks here and get them officially in the books. Alabama and Georgia.
I'm all over this game, and I know everybody loves Bama, and they looked very, very impressive against the Clemson team that turned it over time and time again, but Georgia really doesn't do that, and the big conversation is the experienced quarterback in Jalen Hurts and the inexperienced quarterback in Frome for Georgia. Well, I don't think he's inexperienced anymore since he just got an overtime victory against Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. So why would this be any different? You know, the building is going to be nuts. It's going to be a lot of fun. And didn't Alabama just lose one of their starting linebackers again in Jennings? Yes, they did. Trent, I'm going to take the 3.5 and roll with the Dogs.
I'm not going to overthink this. Alabama. Alabama in the national championship game. They got beat a year ago. It's not a rematch like we saw with LSU, Alabama a few years back, but I can't go against Saban. What he's done against his guys that have coached underneath him. Not only is he undefeated, he wins these games by an average of 20-plus points. Going with Bama, going to lay the points here and take the Crimson Tide. So, Jimmy B, we are on the opposite side of 4 of the 5 games this week. We're both on Kansas City. Jimmy B's got the Rams. I have Atlanta. He's on the Jags. I got the Bills. You got New Orleans. I got Carolina. Kind of standard there. You going with the Chalk. I got the Dogs. And we wrap up with Alabama for me and Georgia for you. Those are the picks for the week, Jimmy B. But it's not just that. We got a lot of college basketball this weekend. Mm-hmm. Must-win game for Iowa State against Oklahoma State. It feels like that. They're going to get a win on the road. It's got to start there. They open up offshore a 7.5-point dog to Oklahoma State, the opening line for that one. And then Iowa on the road at Maryland. Hey, maybe getting out of Carver-Hawkeye will be the elixir that this team needs to get out of the funk. Oh, it has been ugly. It has been
anything. They just stink. I mean, it's deplorable what is happening to this team. And I know that we talked about it in the last 2 hours. But, man, oh, man, this team is lost in space, Trent. I cannot believe that they look terrific for 3 minutes and then for the next 8, like they never played the game before. It's absolutely incredible the stretches that they have of incompetence.
College hoops over the weekend, Saturday, Carolina at Virginia. That one should be pretty decent. Seton Hall, Butler, I think that one will be pretty good. Keep an eye on that one. Big 12, well, basically all the matchups. K-State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma at West Virginia. How about that? Trey Young making his way to West Virginia against the defensive system that Huggy Bear's got in place and going up against Carter. That's going to be a great matchup. Really looking forward to that one. We get Kansas TCU late in the evening, 8:15 tip. down in Fort Worth. So pretty good slate of games coming up on Saturday. And Sunday, well, we mentioned Iowa's at Maryland that evening. Arizona State, after taking a loss, they're on the road at Utah. Florida State, Miami. Good weekend of college hoops. Conference season officially here.
I like it. I like it a lot. There's some great viewing, and this is going to be a terrific weekend. You got football both days and some big college basketball games as well. Looking forward to it, Trent. You have a great weekend, pal.
You too, Jimmy B. Don't have to go anywhere. I will take the airwaves here in just a couple minutes. We got high school hoops coming up next on 1700. It will be West Des Moines Valley hosting Southeast Polk girls-boys doubleheader. In the girls' game, it's a top-10 matchup with the Rams and the Tigers. And then in the nightcap on the boys' side, should be a good one. And they'll also be honoring the 1993 state championship game. Full coverage coming up here on 1700 KBGG. Have a good weekend, everybody.